Hello, my name is Brad Sutton, and I'm a Senior Program Manager for Microsoft IT, and today we'll have an overview of SQL Server 2014 given to us by our own Justin Lane. Thank you for joining us today. Can you give us a little intro about what you do here at Microsoft?
I joined Microsoft IT in 1996, spent most of my time here working on line of business applications, and most of that related to SQL Server development. For the past 6 or 7 years, I've been working in our First and Best program, where we work with our IT teams and the product teams to evaluate products that we're releasing and give the product teams a good enterprise view of how our customers are going to see their products.
One of the questions that our customers are asking is, give us some more scenarios around SQL Server. How do you see SQL Server being used from a scenario perspective in the First and Best effort at Microsoft?
The area that we're focusing on right now with SQL 2014 is a transition I think a lot of customers are making, which is moving from on-premise to the cloud. The key scenarios that we began to look at with SQL 2014 are really around SQL Server and memory, OLTP, how to scale up on your existing hardware with your OLTP workloads, and also some hybrid technologies that are going to help us as we begin to move our own workloads into the cloud.
Could you touch on some of the benefits of SQL Server 2014 and how they may benefit IT moving forward in 2014 and beyond?
With 2014, we've seen the product team continuing their goal of making SQL Server a first-class product for the enterprise. A lot of their focus today is making high availability and performance for people who are deploying the product at enterprise scale. A benefit that we're seeing from SQL 2014 is increased availability. With our products, we see a lot of flexibility in how we can configure those products in our environment and really take advantage of the value within our on-premise world and the cloud as it's coming up with the Azure Data Platform.
We've talked around the scenarios that IT is looking at for SQL Server 2014. Can you go into the features and functionalities of SQL Server 2014 and how IT has planned to use those within our environment?
First of all, any technology that helps an IT workload to scale up and improve their performance, something that any IT organization is going to want to look at. Certainly not all of our application teams have a need for very high volume scale out on OLTP, but those who do will find what SQL Server has to offer with in-memory OLTP very interesting. Within IT, some of our applications in Microsoft.com are doing logging. Within the product activation space, we've got some very high volume transaction systems that are a key part of our business. Those teams are looking at in-memory OLTP to figure out how can it fit into their portfolio and streamline the processes where they're finding some bottlenecks with the SQL Server engine today. As they're looking at it, they're understanding how they can implement the storage technology in memory and also how they can begin to use natively compiled stored procedures to really tune and optimize how these high-volume discrete transactions are run within their environment. Not every team in IT is going to need a solution for high-volume OLTP, but those who do have needs will find that in-memory OLTP can allow them to scale up on the hardware that they've got and do it in a way that will probably exceed their expectations for OLTP performance on SQL Server.
It sounds like a lot of these features and functionalities will be beneficial for IT. Can you drill into some of these features and give us an example of how these benefits will happen using in-memory OLTP in our environment?
We had a couple of apps that simply took in-memory OLTP and converted their high-volume transaction tables into in-memory OLTP storage. Those teams found that they got a 5 to 6x improvement just by converting their storage. For the most part, it took very little effort. I think if you really want to improve performance, you should be ready to rewrite some of your application to really take advantage with native compiled stored procedures. You write the initial stored procedure, then SQL Server takes it and makes a DLL out of it. It actually executes outside of the optimizer and the compiler, so it's a very streamlined process. But the thing teams need to take into account is that you have to surgically isolate that part of your business application that is very high volume in order to successfully implement one of these natively compiled stored procedures. We have seen teams get far above 10 to 15 times improvement through one of these compiled stored procedures. We found that not all teams found benefits from implementing in-memory OLTP. Some teams found that their performance actually dropped. As we look through some of the examples where that happened with us, we found that those teams were running more of a mixed workload in their environment. They weren't pure transactions. They were running some reporting workloads as well and in-memory OLTP. And its first release is really optimized towards just transactions. So if you begin to mix it with reporting stored procs where you may be running some range queries, things that bring back large record sets, you may find that in-memory OLTP will actually impact your performance negatively. One of our key takeaways is that we want to be very careful of the guidance we give to our teams to make sure they've got a good database design, a good workload for taking full advantage of what in-memory OLTP can bring to them. We'll definitely be supporting it in our environment. We know that a lot of teams will be able to take advantage of it, but we know some teams find that a different in-memory technology was more appropriate for their workload based on where their bottlenecks were actually found.
So we mentioned hybrid before. Can you give us some insights to what we're doing around hybrid and some of the benefits that IT is seeing from leveraging the scenario?
We've got two main areas that we're investing in hybrid today. The first is running SQL Server on a Windows Azure virtual machine. Like many companies, we've been putting together our overall cloud strategy, and a significant portion of that strategy involves moving our on-premise virtual machine environments into Windows Azure and trying to reduce the data center footprint that we have. And so in doing that, we use IaaS as an extension of our corporate network. And one of the major workloads that we run on it is SQL Server. We're looking at it today, being able to run availability groups and have high availability, but with the flexibility of provisioning Azure virtual machines in the cloud. We're really excited about the opportunities that provides to reduce our on-premise infrastructure and really take advantage of being able to stand up instances very quickly in Windows Azure.
Was there anything that stood out when we were transitioning to IaaS as an extension of our corporate network?
One of the things that we really need to consider is the connectivity we have between our data center and the Windows Azure data center. Connectivity can carry higher latency and could impact your SLA depending on the type of workload that you're running. As we're starting to get bigger and higher performing virtual machines, we're finding that we have more and more workloads that can move and that the connection technology needs to be keeping up. Our strategy involves bringing some of our smaller apps in, making sure that we understand how things are going to work with connectivity, performance, and impact of this latency. And then over time, we'll be bringing more and more of our infrastructure over and seeing the benefits of being able to retire some of our servers in our data center.
So we talked about two benefits with hybrid and running Windows Azure on a virtual machine. Give me the second benefit that we're talking about.
The second area is the SQL 14 backup to Azure storage capabilities. One of the things where we spend a lot of money across IT is on backup storage. The option to leverage a less expensive Azure Blob storage for backups is something that we would really love to be able to take advantage of. So our database operations team led the effort evaluating this feature. And the standard platform configuration that we use today for SQL is we write backups to local storage for our daily backups, and then we use Data Protection Manager to pull the backups for longer-term storage. We wanted to see how much of that environment we could simplify and just leverage Azure for all of the backups that we do and use that for part of our retention policy. Our initial testing focused on on-premise SQL servers, and the testing that we've done so far has been with CTP2, so some of the results that we have are likely to change before the product goes to RTM.
You talk about SQL Server 2014. What have been some of the findings you've had so far?
What we've found so far is that writing a backup to Azure Blob storage is surprisingly fast. We've actually found that it matches performance pretty close to that of the local disk. So the product team has done some really good work optimizing that part of the process nicely.
Wrapping this up, can you give us a high-level overview of SQL Server 2014 and your overall thoughts?
This is a fantastic product that has a lot of good features that any enterprise customer is going to be able to use. It effectively makes a bridge for us to leverage the high value proposition of the cloud while knowing that a lot of our infrastructure is going to stay on premise. At the same time, it gives us some great options for leveraging scale up on the machines that we have and getting more performance out of our OLTP applications. Nice features that are coming address some really critical problem areas for us. You just need to make sure that you are evaluating that you're using the right technology for the right workload, and you'll have a lot of success with 2014.
This has been great in helping our customers understand how Microsoft IT is deploying SQL Server 2014 and what we're evaluating from an IT perspective. For those of you who are interested in finding out more around what Microsoft IT is doing, you can go up to http://Microsoft/IT Showcase to learn more. Thank you for your time today, Justin.
Thanks for having me, Brad. It's been a pleasure.